الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines.
Madani Muzakras continue at Faizan-e-Madina Karachi in the blessed moments of Muharram. Amir al-Sunnah presents Madani Pearls to the devotees of Rasul full of knowledge and wisdom. Jamatul Madina is inaugurated in Koirata, Kashmir. Academic activities also start. Adi Muhammad Asad Tari Madani delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan on the virtues and respect of the Holy Quran. Rukneshura surveys various departments of Jamatul Madina, reviews the construction works. The devotees of Rasul travel in a Madani Kafla under SGRF to Sibi, Balochistan. Meet with additional Deputy Commissioner and Assistant Commissioner Sibi, inform them about the religious and welfare activities. The mayor of Sandwell Borough visits Faizan-e-Madina Stratford in Birmingham, UK. Meets with the head of Birmingham, UK region and other representatives, visits Faizan-e-Madina. Information is provided about the religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami for inmates in prisons. The construction works of Jame Masjid Faizan-e-Ramadan enter final stages in Nepalganj, Nepal. The three-story masjid will have capacity for around 200 people to offer salah.
We welcome our viewers. You just watched headlines, let's now move to the details and inform you that Madani Muzakras continue with respect to the first 10 days of Muharram. During the Madani Muzakra held on the 7th night, Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qazi Ghazavi presented Madani Pearls regarding Muharram and answered questions of the devotees of Rasul in his beautiful, soft and calm words and wise manner. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have a look at the few highlights of the Madani Muzakra Air Lab on Madani channel from the Global Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi.
मैं ये सवाल करना चाहता हूँ अपने माल के हवाले से कि कुछ लोग हमसे माल लेते हैं और मैं भी खरीदारी करता हूँ और वो ये कहते हैं कि हम उधार देते हैं तो हम 10 या 20 रुपए आपसे ज़्यादा लेंगे तो ये लोगों का ये करना कैसा है
नकद सस्ता बेचना और उधार महंगा बेचना या खरीदना ये जायज़ है जबकि और कोई इसमें खराबी ना हो
हम किसी कस्टमर को कोई प्रोडक्ट बेचते हैं उसको चेक करवा के देते हैं फॉर एग्जाम्पल कांच का आइटम है हम किसी कस्टमर को चेक करवा के देते हैं लेकिन वो वापसी ले आता है कि ये टूटा हुआ दिया आपने और वो हमसे बहस करता है कस्टमर का ऐसा करना कैसा जायज़ है या नहीं
चीज ग्राहक ने खरीदी अब उस वक्त उसने देखा भाला इसमें कोई धोखा भी नहीं दिया गया और वो जाकर बाद में आता है और कहता है कि ये टूटा हुआ है तो यहाँ ग्राहक का कॉल नहीं माना जाएगा जबकि वो बिल्कुल देखभाल के और कोई छुपाया भी नहीं था कोई ऐब जैसा बाद छोटा ऐब होता है छुपा दिया जाता है और वो ताजिर ही धोखा कर रहा होता है वो देख लेता है बाद में जाकर तो वो एक अलग सूरत है वरना ये कि कोई ऐब नहीं था लेते वक्त और अब ऐब पैदा हो गया तो ये ताजिर की जिम्मेदारी नहीं है वापस लेना जो आता है वो उसको आना नहीं चाहिए इस तरह और झूठ बोलना नहीं चाहिए कि तुमने टूटा हुआ दे दिया
मेरा मेरे लिए सुनने से ये सवाल है कि पंजाब में बाज लोग दूसरे को शिमर शिमरा कह के गाली देते हैं तो इनका ऐसा करना कैसा
सर गुनाहगार होंगे किसी को शैतान का अः शैतान चुप कर ये भी गाली है मुसलमान की तोहीन है इसी तरह शिमर चूंकि ये बदनाम है करबला शरीफ में जो इसने हरकतें की हैं इमाम अली मकाम शहीद करने में इसका नाम है इसने शहीद किया तो यूं ये मतलब अगर किसी को शिमर का या किसी को यजीद कहा तो ये उस मुसलमान को बुरा लगेगा तो ज़ारे उसके दिल दुखेगा तो यूं ये कहने वाला गुनाहगार होगा तौबा करनी होगी और उससे माफ़ी भी मांगनी होगी जिसको कहा ये पंजाब में कहते हैं ऐसा नहीं है मतलब यहाँ भी कोई पानी भी नहीं पिलाएगा ना जैसे या कोई सब यजीद है यजीद पानी नहीं पिलाता तो यूं चलो यजीद के खिलाफ नफरत है ये भी अच्छी बात है इमाम हुसैन से मोहब्बत होनी चाहिए और इन्हीं से होनी चाहिए यजीद से नहीं होनी चाहिए यजीद पलीद है, इमाम हुसैन पाक है, हम पाकों के साथ है।
फेसबुक पेज पर सवाल है कि अगर कब्र पर कांटेदार झाड़ियां उग जाएं तो क्या काट सकते हैं?
नहीं नहीं, इसको ना काटा जाए। ये जब तक तर रहती हैं अल्लाह पाक की हमद करती हैं और मैयत का दिल बहलता है।
मेरा सवाल है कि शादी को 5 माह हो गए हैं, क्या मुहर्रम और हराम में 1 मुहर्रम से लेकर 10 मुहर्रम तक बीवी को मेके छोड़ा जाता है?
अब मियां बीवी राजी खुशी से ये कर रहे हैं और कोई इसको वाजिब नहीं समझते तो वो मुहर्रम के लिए भी नहीं है। जब भी राजी खुशी से इस तरह वो जाती है, लेकिन ये मुहर्रम में इसको जरूरी समझना कि ये 10-12 दिन के लिए छोड़ाना जरूरी है, ये गलत है।
बदशगुनी लेते हो तो?
हाँ, कुछ भी लेते होंगे, ये मतलब गलत है, ये ऐसा कुछ भी नहीं है। अब मेका नहीं हुआ तो कहाँ छोड़ेंगे? यहाँ बीवी ऐसे भी तो होते हैं ना, आगे पीछे कोई होता नहीं है बीवी का, अब कहाँ छोड़ेंगे? तो इससे रिवाज का बायकॉट ही होना चाहिए।
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, द जर्नी ऑफ दावत इस्लामी प्रोग्रेस कंटिन्यूज डे एंड नाइट। The Madani Marakis, Madaris al-Madina, Jamiat al-Madina of Dawat Islami are also being constructed in Kashmir. Jamiat al-Madina has officially been inaugurated in Quetta, Kashmir, where academic activities have also begun. On this occasion, Rukn-e Shura Haji Muhammad Asad Tari Madani delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and also visited the Jamiat al-Madina. Take a look.
Masajid, Madaris and Jamiat continue to be built under Dawat Islami in various cities of Kashmir. Alhamdulillah, academic activities have been commenced at Jamiat al-Madina in Quetta, Kashmir. On this occasion, an ijtima was organized in which students and teachers of Jamiat al-Madina, guardians of students, local personalities and other representatives participated. Rukn-e-Markazi Majlis-e Shura of Dawat Islami, Haji Asad Tari Madani delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on virtues and respect of the Holy Quran and motivated the Islamic brothers to participate in the religious and welfare activities and to serve the religion. Dua was also offered. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited. Thereafter, Rukn-e Shura visited various departments of Jamiat al-Madina and reviewed the construction works.
The Islamic Brothers related with Dawat Islami SDR Department Karachi traveled in a Madani Kafla to Sibbi. Besides this, the Islamic Brothers met with the Additional Deputy Commissioner and Assistant Commissioner Sibbi at their offices and informed them about the religious and welfare activities.
Dawat Islami Department Faizan Global Relief Foundation continues to work for the welfare of the grief-stricken Ummah of the Holy Prophet. The representatives of this department are not only engaged in welfare activities but also travel in Madani Kaflas to spread the nutrition towards righteousness. Few days ago, the representatives of Faizan Global Relief Foundation departed from Karachi for Sibbi. Before the departure, the representative of Food and Disaster Management provided guidance to the participants and offered dua. Then Madani Kaflas set out on its way, where the devotees of Rasul participated in the religious activities according to his schedule, but also worked for the welfare of the affected people due to rains and flood. With respect to this, representative Islamic Brother told Madani News.
Sibbi ke atraf mein pichle maah bahut zyada azmaish hui hai, sailab se kafi logon ke makanat beh gaye hain aur log jo hai wahan naqle makani wahan se karne par majboor ho gaye hain. To alhamdulillah FGRF ने वहाँ के अशकान रसूल में वहाँ जो आका की दुखियारी उम्मत बसती है उनकी खिदमत का फ़ैसला किया है और अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह उनमें कुछ खाना, कुछ कैश, कुछ राशन वगैरह डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करने के लिए ये काफ़िला अब रवाना हो रहा है. और हमने, क्योंकि उनके मकानात भी बह गए हैं, तो उनके लिए कुछ टेंट्स यहाँ से रवाना किए हैं और वहाँ उनके लिए खेमा बस्ती हम आबाद करेंगे और इंशाल्लाह वो उनके हवाले करेंगे, उनको डोनेट करेंगे.
On the other hand, representatives of Food and Disaster Management met with Additional Deputy Commissioner Wahid Sharif Imrani, Assistant Commissioner Lahri District Sibbi, Soban Salim Dashti and other officers and informed them about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami carried out on global level, especially in Balochistan, and invited them to visit the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina of Dawat Islami, upon which the personalities appreciated the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami.
Dawat Islami ke जो आपकी टीम आई है कराची से और आप लोगों का जो एक काविश है वो काबिल सताइश अमल है. और ये एक बड़ी बात है कि कराची से एक आपकी टीम आके एक यहाँ पे सिब्बी जैसे एक छोटे डिस्ट्रिक्ट में लोगों की हेल्प करने को तैयार है, उनके लिए एक अच्छा सा निज़ाम सोचा हुआ है. जो टेंट्स वगैरह आप डिस्ट्रीब्यूट कर रहे हैं, जो राशन है या किसी कैश के फॉर्म में है, तो आप लोगों का शुक्रिया. 1 अगस्त से ये जो है ना एक कैंपेन शुरू है डिस्ट्रिक्ट एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन की हेल्प के साथ, दूसरे डिपार्टमेंट्स के साथ, जैसे फॉरेस्ट हो गया, उसमें जो दावत इस्लामी का کنٹریبیوشن ہے وہ ایک بڑا زبردست عمل ہے.
شفاعت صاحب جو سمجھا رہے تھے, جو اپنی بریفنگ دے رہے تھے, جو اپنے اچیومنٹ اپنے کام کے, تو یہ سن کے ایک جذبہ سا پیدا ہوتا ہے کہ ہم بھی اپنی کنٹریبیوشن دیں. ہماری بھی دعائیں آپ کے ساتھ ہیں, ہماری کوآرڈینیشن آپ کے ساتھ ہے.
Representative Islamic Brothers met with the officers of Frontier Corps Force and motivated them to participate in the weekly Sunnah Aspired Istima and visit the Madri Merkez Fazan Madina of Dawat Islami, upon which they expressed good intentions.
Upon the invitation given by Dawat Islami's media department, senior journalists of Lahore visited the Madri Merkez Fazan Madina Johar town, where the regional representative showed them around various departments and informed them about the religious activities carried out there.
Upon the invitation by Media Coordination Department of Dawat-e-Islami, senior journalist Rana Shahzad, Rana Naseem and producer of private TV channel Rana Bilal visited the Madri Merkez Fazan-e-Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, Johar Town, Lahore. Regional representatives showed various departments including Performance Department, Social Media, Shrouding and Burial Department, Fazan Online Academy as well as other departments and informed them about the religious activities carried out there. Thereafter, senior journalists also visited Darul Ifta where they got Shari guidance from Mufti Muhammad Asif Attari. The personalities appreciated the religious and welfare activities of دعوت اسلامی and also expressed their views to مدنی نیوز.
مختلف شعبہ جات کا وزٹ کیا, دیکھے تو اس میں اس چیز اتنی نیٹ اینڈ کلین شفاف طریقے کے ساتھ جو انہوں نے سسٹم بنائے ہوئے ہیں یہاں پہ, جہاں پہ کوئی صدقہ دیتا ہے, خیرات کرتا ہے, فطرانہ دیتا ہے, ہر سسٹم علیحدہ علیحدہ اور اس کو اس کی جگہ پر ہی خرچ کیا جا رہا ہے, اور اس لیے مجھے بہت خوشی ہوئی ہے. اور میں دوسرے بھی تمام دوستوں سے کہوں گا کہ یہاں پہ آئیں, آ کے دین اور دنیا داری کس طرح سے ہمیں نبھانی چاہیے یہاں پہ آ کے ضرور سیکھنی چاہیے.
جس طرح دعوت اسلامی دین کی خدمت کر رہا ہے اسے دیکھ کے, اور جیسے جیسے جدید تقاضوں کو پورا کیا جا رہا ہے اور اس میں ڈھل کر جو ہے وہ دین کی خدمت کی جا رہی ہے, اللہ پاک دعوت اسلامی کو دن تو میر آ چکنی ترقی نصیب فرمائے, آمین.
اسلامی بھائیوں کے ساتھ شعبہ شاہ دیکھنے کا اتفاق ہوا تو مجھے بہت اچھا لگا, اور یہ جو کام کر رہے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو اس میں اور زیادہ ترقی عطا فرمائے.
At the Madri Merkez Fazan Madina in Islamabad, a course was held by Shrouding and Burial Department in which the Islamic Brothers attending a 60-seat Madani Tarbiyati course and Imamat course participated. There the Shrouding and Burial Department explained the rulings of Shrouding, Burying and Bathing the deceased as well as other rulings to the participants.
A course was held in the Shrouding and Burial Department at the Madri Merkez Fazan Madina of Dawat Islami at Sector G11 in the Federal Capital Islamabad, in which the Islamic Brothers of 63 days Madani Tarbiyati course and Imamat course participated, in which department had taught the participants method of bathing the deceased.
Ghusl-e Mayyit ka jo tareeqa Hanafi hai uske saath marahil hai. Pehla hai istinja karwana, dusra hai wuzu karana, teesra hai sar aur daadi ke baal dhona, چوتھا مرحلہ ہے سیدھی کروٹ کو دھونا, اور پانچواں مرحلہ ہے الٹی کروٹ کو دھونا, اور چھٹا مرحلہ ہے پیٹ کے نچلے حصے پر نرمی سے ہاتھ پھیرنا, اور ساتواں مرحلہ ہے کافور ملا پانی سر سے لے کر پاؤں تک بہانا.
Department had also showed the method of cutting and putting the shroud.
مرد کا جو اپنا کفن ہے سنت, وہ تین کپڑے ہیں. کتنے کپڑے؟ تین کپڑے. پہلا ہے لفافہ, دوسرا ازار, تیسرا ہے قمیص. لفافے کو بڑی چادر بھی کہتے ہیں, ازار کو تہبند اور چھوٹی چادر بھی کہتے ہیں, قمیص کو کفنی بھی کہتے ہیں. ان کے سائز یہ ہے, جو لفافہ ہے یہ میت کے قد سے اتنا بڑا ہوگا کہ سر کی طرف سے بھی باندھا جا سکے اور پاؤں کی طرف بھی باندھا جا سکے. ازار جو تہبند ہے, چھوٹی چادر ہے, یہ میت کے قد کے بالکل برابر ہوگی, یعنی سر سے لے کر پاؤں تک. اور جو تیسرا کپڑا ہے کفنی, قمیص, اس کا سائز کندھوں سے لے کر, ٹھیک ہے, گردن سے لے کر یہ گھٹنوں کے نیچے تک, یہ آگے اور پیچھے سے برابر ہوگی.
And also motivated the participants to read the booklet Method of Ghusl and Shrouding. Department had informed the Islamic Brothers about ruling related with used water and wasting water, and also told them about visiting grave and manners of graveyard.
Let's give you Madani news from Stratford, Birmingham, UK, where the Mayor Councillor of Stanwell Borough, Mustaq Hussain, and other personality visited the Madri Merkez Fazan Madina. The head of Birmingham UK region presented an introduction of Dawat-e-Islami and informed them about the religious activities carried out among prisoners in the jails of Birmingham.
Mayor of Stanwell Borough Mustaq Hussain and others visited Madani Merkez Fazan Madina of Dawat-e-Islami in Stratford, Birmingham, UK, where the head of Birmingham UK region and other representatives introduced them to the various departments of Dawat-e-Islami.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
on the religious and welfare activities of Dawat-e-Islami carried out globally under the religious movement of the devotees of Rasul Dawat-e-Islami. In particular, he gave a briefing on the religious activities carried out amongst prisoners in various prisons in the UK, including Birmingham. Samuel Boromir Mushtaq Hussain appreciated the efforts of Dawat-e-Islami and expressed happiness over the religious activities among the prisoners in the prisons. He also assured full cooperation. On this occasion, the mayor of Sanwal Borough, Mushtaq Hussain, expressed his views to Madani News.
This Dawat-e-Islami is a very good thing. It's a very good thing. It's a very good thing. It's a very good thing. UK and worldwide. So, I'm going to thank you for your time. MashaAllah. Both Dil bhi khush hua, Zain bhi khush hua. In this dare mein aake.
Let's take our viewers to Nepal, where the construction works of Jame Masjid Fazan-e Ramadan continue under Dawat-e-Islami in Nepal. The head of Nepalganj Kabina and other representatives recently visited the site. Let's learn more in this report.
These are the visuals of the under construction Jame Masjid Fazan-e Ramadan under Khuddam al Masajid wal Madaris Department in Nepalganj, Nepal. And now it has entered in final stages. The foundation of this masjid was laid this year in 2021 in the presence of Islamic scholars and other devotees of Rasul. At the same time, around 200 people can pray in this masjid. Moreover, 12 religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami will also carried out here. On this occasion, other representatives were also present. Head of Nepalganj Kabina told Madani News in this regard. The Islamic year starts from Muharram, and on the 10th of this month, the grandson of the Holy Prophet and his devoted companions were brutally martyred. It was a battle between truth and falsehood that day, in which the truth succeeded and falsehood lost. Allah Almighty has granted countless virtues and blessings through the day of Ashura. Supplications are answered on that day, and the needs of the needy are fulfilled. Poverty of the poor and the calamities of the distressed and grief-stricken people are removed. Let's learn in this report what blessings this day contains. Muharram Sharif reminds us of the great martyrs of Karbala, especially the grandson of the Holy Prophet, leader of the martyrs, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hussain. Because Muharram al-Haram 61 Hijri marked a great milestone in the history of Islam between truth and falsehood, which is known as the event of Karbala. The perseverance of the martyrs of Karbala in this incident taught a great lesson of standing firm against falsehood and to sacrifice our lives for the sake of Islam when needed.
Ya Shaheed Karbala, Ya Shaheed Karbala.
On this day, the hardships of the poor and the sufferings of the afflicted people are removed. Various ahadith are mentioned regarding worship on 9th and 10th Muharram al-Haram and observing fast on this blessed day. Rukneshwar Adi Muhammad Shahid Tari said,
"Ye mahina badi barkat wala hai. Iski 10 tarikh ki badi ahmiyat hai. Ise Ashura bhi kaha jata hai. 9 aur 10 ko roza bhi rakha jata hai." اور اس کے علاوہ دس محرم الحرام کو ہم نیاز کریں حضرت امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ استیدان کربلا شہداء کربلا کی اصال ثواب کے لیے نیاز کی جائے اصال ثواب کیا جائے قبرستان حاضری دی جائے وہاں پر جا کر اپنے عزیزوں کی قبر پر جا کر فاتحہ پڑھی جائے اصال ثواب کیا جائے
ان پہ قربان ہو گئے کربلا والے
We pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty enable us to worship in abundance.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat-e-Islami. Please fill the booklet of good deeds and reflect on your actions for 16th August. We will be back with more, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawateislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
میں دعوت اسلامی بھی granted acceptance, protected from evil and adversity, ya Rabb.